was he either. I can tell you that. If you eat, I know you eat a bunch of Ricky.
You what?
Eat a bunch of Ricky. That boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, but well, I eat but once every week. I sit around. Going for work anyway. Get ready now, because you know, I'm getting tired.
Okay. Man. Just give me about 30 minutes.
About 15 more minutes.
Wrap this
thing. That's so.
What about I was asking about a man. A man who made up his mind and just wouldn't change it. You'd say he's mighty what?
Mighty hard-headed.
Mighty hard-headed. Okay. Right. But what about somebody you just can't joke with? Somebody you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty...
High temper.
Mighty high temper. Okay. But what about, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he was going to get...
Yeah. All fuzzed up and ready to fight.
Okay.
But I'm ready.
But what about...
Yeah, if it's all bruised up there.
Scars on the
face? Yeah, that's from whooping thunder like you.
Battle,
what do you say?
Battle scars.
Estes on the
face. If somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just keep...
Hold your temper. That's about the limit, but I'm fixing to say one more word. Mm-hmm.
Just keep calm.
Just keep calm, calm. Baby.
Okay. What about, you know, like you are now, you've been working real hard, you just what, you say, I'm give out.
Yeah, I want to stand up and walk well and go fishing.
Totally exhausted.
Right.
Well, I could, this is portable, I could follow you around with my microphone if you wanted to.
I know, but I ain't gonna do it.
Okay, what about if...
I'm gonna buy you dinner for you.
I'll do that, I can afford that. What about, what if you hear if somebody's in the hospital? You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
Take it worse.
Okay. Or what if somebody got overheated and chilled at the same time so that nose started running and his eyes were watering? You'd say he caught a... Just has a bad...
Did it kill him?
No, he's just, you know,
a bad dog.
All stuffed up and his eyes are worn.
Bad dog.
Bad cold.
Yeah, cold. Something like that, just bad cold. And if it affected his voice so that he could, you know, just say he's a little...
He's hoarse.
And if I do that, I got a little... What? I had to...
Yeah, yeah. Like that.
Right.
Well, he had a little cough or something.
Okay. And what about somebody who has trouble hearing? You say they just about stone.
Deaf.
Okay. And when you get out
of trouble.
Mm-hmm. And when you get out, if you like.
I'd like to be somebody.
Or if you like me, you know, when you get out in this hot sun and start working real hard, it's not long before you start to do what?
Sweating and perspiring. I call it pure old sweat. Right. It run down my eyes and nose and drip off my skin.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen you that way, though.
You just don't know me very well. I'm a hard worker. I'd probably work you into the ground.
Yeah, I know.
What about this? Sometimes people get these places on their arms, you know. They can be a little sore, kind of a white spot, and it's reddish around it, you know. You say you got a wet.
Boy.
And when you mask that thing, that's
the oil comes out of corruption.
Mm-hmm. And what about if I accidentally shoot or stab myself in the leg? You'd have to take me to the doctor so he could treat
the cut or bruise. What do you call it? Probably a wound. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about if it didn't heal cleanly, if it got infected, you know, that flesh around it?
If it you have a peritonitis or a blood pulling or something like that.